Hey, it's JP Nurbin. I just want to thank you for tuning in to the Culture Builders podcast. What started off as just a random idea has really blossomed and grown. I think a lot of coaches appreciate these short, quick-hitting podcasts. So if you do appreciate it, I would appreciate your support. And one powerful way you can support this podcast is by going to my website, thriveonchallenge.com, and purchasing my book, Calling Up, Discovering Your Journey to Transformational Leadership. I promise you, it will be worth every penny spent. Culture Builders number 148, one of the best ways to develop your coaching staff. So there's a great story out there about Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels, who's McDaniels is now the offensive coordinator at the Patriots. The story, I read this in The Gridiron Genius by Michael Lombardi, which is a fantastic book. But McDaniels was just starting out at the Patriots, and he was tasked with this very menial task of doing a write-up on some scout film, on some game film. Now, Belichick is incredibly intentional, in particular, of what should be done on all these scout films. In fact, he has this whole template on what it should look like. Well, McDaniels, who's young fellow, but he's a hard worker, does the report. He does the best he can, and he turns it in. Now, Belichick reads the report along with many other reports that he reads every day, and he takes a red pen, and he makes corrections on the report. I mean, he's correcting every little error or simple mistake down to the color of the font for various elements of the report, right? He wants certain things color-coded in certain ways. Now, McDaniels gets the report back, and it's got writing all over it, like one of your English papers back in high school. But now McDaniels knows what he needs to do better and improve at for next time. So the next report he gets, he gets some markups again from Belichick, but there's fewer this time. And kind of throughout the season, he continues to turn in these reports and getting these markups, but less and less as time goes on. To eventually, he doesn't get any markups back on his report because he's doing them perfectly, right? Right at what Belichick wants them to do. Now, Belichick is looking at hundreds of reports during the week. And this is just one of many. So he could have easily brushed it off or just gotten pissed off and told McDaniels, do a better job. But what's powerful is that Belichick sees himself as a teacher. And he really nurtured and developed McDaniels. And now McDaniels is this very loyal offensive coordinator who can be the head coach nearly anywhere else around the league. So what does this tell us? Well, we have to start to see ourselves as teachers and mentors to our staff, right? We can't just say, well, I'm going to hire someone that's going to be good enough. Right? And it may take more time, but it's about getting things right and showing them that you care enough about the small little things, if the small little things mean something to you. So how can you develop your staff besides giving them little bits of feedback on their coaching, their reports, their scout film, all that? Well, one powerful way and one of the most powerful ways to do that is actually to read a book together. Buy your staff a book. Let them know that you will meet consistently to discuss the book with them as a group. And I think this should be an every year requirement to be a part of the program. And if they're not willing to read, then how can you expect them to be willing to grow at anything else? Right now, a book is a phenomenal tool to facilitate discussion around values, behaviors, and just any other effective coaching practices. So when I wrote my book, Calling Up, I didn't just write it for coaches. I wrote it for coaching staffs. And I built the Calling Up Coaching Guide PDF to accompany it to provide further in-depth discussions and activities. I'm offering some incredible deals on bulk orders exclusively from my website, thriveonchallenge.com. So I hope you'll go there and check that out there. If you buy one book, you know, you get the coaching guide PDF. If you buy three books, you get $15 off. You get my journaling system. You buy five books, you get the journaling system and the competitive cauldron system. And I'll do a phone call with you. Plus you get money off my mentorship program. You buy 15 books, I'll do a Skype call with your staff, as well as you also get all those other things, plus the team commitment tracking system with tracking sheets in an Excel file. So lots of bonuses out there. I hope that you'll check it out. Like I said earlier at the beginning of this podcast, there's no better way to support this podcast than to support the book. It's gotten some really good reviews, and I guarantee if you invest your time and money into it, it will be worth every penny you spend on it.